You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Brendan.
Yes.
I scared you. You jumped.
He wasn't ready.
No, he wasn't. There's a shirt that you need to get.
Really?
That just sound weird when
shirt
I said
you
that?
Need to get.
No, like my nose did something weird, so it like fucked my hearing up, and it sounded like I started talking like this. I don't know if I really did. It just wasn't my.
I think it was in your head.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
No one else knows.
All right,
what
let's start. About. I'm gonna erase all this, Brendan.
Yeah.
So there's a shirt you're gonna need to order.
Okay.
I got one. It hasn't come yet. It's coming from France, actually. Why'd you look at me like that, Travis? You just rolled your eyes when you looked at me. You were just like,
Is it from L.L. Bean? Tommy Hilfiger?
All right, let's move on. I follow this page on Instagram. It's called Pizza Cult. But they spell it like C-V-L-T. Mm-hmm. It says pizza huge across the shirt, uh-huh. But it's all like black metal, though.
Uh-huh.
It's like hard to read.
Uh-huh.
And it just has like an upside down crescent moon.
Yeah.
Or like on top of it. That's all it says. And there's always taking pictures. All the site is fans ordering the shirts, and they like take pictures of themselves, and then they post it on the page.
Uh-huh.
And one weird thing they do is they always black out the eyes.
Uh-huh.
Like, even if there's an animal in the picture, they put a bar over its eyes. I think it's just part of the joke. Uh-huh. But any other picture take, it's always pizza. So, but it's cool because it's all black metal. It's pizza. I was like, I need that shirt. So I ordered it. Which was weird because I had to do it through euros. Yeah, I did it through PayPal, but it's like this many euros. I'm like, well, how fucking much is that shirt?
Yeah.
I was like, how much is this going to cost me? Because I don't know what the changeover is.
Is that less than what you think?
And no, it was a little.
I mean, euros.
No, it was average.
Euros are worth more than.
It was about average, because with shipping and all said and done, when I paid for it, I used my credit card just in case.
Right.
It was $30 is what it translated to.
Yeah.
So, with that still shipping. Overseas shipping, so not bad.
Yeah.
But I didn't know because it said like 26 euros or something. I'm like, is that really like 50 American fucking dollars?
Something
I don't know.
Like that, yeah.
But no, it ended up being like cost $30 for a shirt. It was.
So why does he have to get one?
Because he likes pizza as much
Pizza's
as I do.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. God, what the fuck, Travis? I mean, seriously.
No, that's cool. No, I love pizza. I love
your
pizza.
Your attitude is
at least he's stepping it up from hot dogs.
hot dogs are good too. Dude, I have hot dog parties over here.
I'm sure you
it's
do.
It's true. It's true. I grill on nothing but hot dogs and invite everybody over. I have hot dog parties.
No, that's not what I heard.
Well, that's how the day starts, my friend. Because then we play hide the hot dog later on.
You turn off the lights and play Who's in My Mouth.
Yeah. We go back in the back shed in the sex shop. Oh, it's terrible.
Okay, on a more serious note, have you ever made a hot dog pizza?
I did make a corn dog pizza one
really?
Time.
Was that any good?
It was actually excellent. We were all fucked up in Gatlinburg. We bought a shitload of frozen pizzas
because
we were just going to stay in that night and drink. And why do we have corn dogs? Now that I don't know why. Oh, somebody went down to, because we were in a cabin up on a fucking mountain. And I guess somebody went into Gatlinburg and bought a bunch of corn dogs. We're like, they were like, the girls were down there. We're like, bring us back corn dogs. We're like, call them, told us bring back corn dogs. So they brought them back, and then we didn't eat them.
Uh-uh.
And me and Tim cut them up and threw them on a pizza.
Uh-huh.
Like, we baked it pretty much till it was done. Then we cut the corn dogs up, threw it on the pizza, and put it back in there for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it was good.
Really?
But we were drunk, so I don't know.
You were drunk.
Yeah, it could be completely wrong. But I remember being really good, and we were very proud of ourselves on the corn dog pepperoni pizza.
Because I made a hot dog pizza once, and it was not nearly as good as I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it'd be like double awesome because it's hot pizza and hot dogs.
Here's my take on pizza, and you're probably going to like yell at me or whatever. But when I eat pizza, I like it to taste like pizza. Does that make any sense?
I took my headphones off so I didn't have to hear you.
So, you know, you have like a barbecue chicken pizza, which is good. I'll eat it.
Right.
But at that point, it's like Not pizza.
No, I agree.
Just because you're putting shit on a pizza crust doesn't make it pizza.
No, I'm very traditional when it comes to pizza.
That's how I am too. Because if I wanted barbecue chicken, I would get chicken breast.
Right.
And I would marinate them and eat that. You know what I mean?
No, when it comes to pizza for me, I'm very traditional.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Sauce, cheese, pepperoni. That's all I need.
Yep.
Happy. Like when we go to Peel, which you haven't been there yet. We got to take you there. No. You've been there, Brendan?
Oh, yeah.
The old lady likes to get
take him and not me?
I said you. You haven't been there.
I said, why'd you take him and not me?
I went on my own.
He goes on his own. I don't go with him.
I thought it was like a date or something.
No. Fucker. I said, Brendan, you go without me. He went on his own free will. He's his own person. I got to treat you.
Quit backtracking.
I got to treat you like a fucking kid, and I got to hold your hand with everything. Brendan's a goddamn adult. He knows what the fuck to do.
I don't know my way around here.
Drink that yet. We're not getting to that.
I've already been drinking it.
Oh, you motherfucker. Anyway, the old lady will get a buffalo chicken pizza there. I've had it. You know, I've eaten a piece of hers. That's good, but I can't get that when I go. I do the build my own, and I build it traditional as fuck.
Yeah. That's how I am, too.
How I am.
If I wanted to eat, you know, all that weird shit, I would just eat it the way it's supposed to. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like hot wing pizza and stuff.
Frozen
like,
pizzas, to me.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So if you're going to get a barbecue pizza and it's frozen, that's fine because it's not when a
you
fucking
go,
pizza.
Even when you go places, they have those kind of, oddball things. But it's like, I want to eat pizza.
Right. No,
if I want hot wings, I'll go get somewhere and get hot wings.
Right.
You know? That's just me, though.
I'm the same way. But I will try weird stuff when I'm drunk, so. And not just food.
And I can't tell you the last time I ate a fucking hot dog.
Man.
I just don't even.
I don't even know either. I do like them, though.
Probably about the same time I ate a Hot Pocket.
Remember, Brian had him at work.
So,
what the fuck are these?
I think he's not married yet. So he still eats like he's in college or something, you know?
You have Hot Pockets, don't you, at home?
I finished them, but yeah. When I go to the store, I always buy them.
Brian had some at work, and he had him sitting on the counter. I'm like, what the fuck is this, Brian? Hot Pockets? He's like, yeah. Like, God damn, I haven't seen these in ages. Fuck. Oh, well.
Whatever.
I guess when you're... I used to like them. You see Hot Pockets all the time.
Right.
Probably took 5 years off my life as much as I
had them. Yeah, it's just pure shit, though, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, well.
So, I was yelling at Travis a minute ago about not drinking. When we were talking. Hand me that bottle. Let me see that thing. So, I like to do these...
It's refreshing.
Is it good?
It's perfect for middle of winter.
Yeah, we should be drinking a stout is what we should be drinking. So there's a place by my work, and I didn't get this from there, but called Craft Beer Cellar, and I like going there and doing their mixed six-pack. I can get anything in the store and make my own six-pack. So that's how I try a lot of different beer. Randall's in Fairview,
mm-hmm.
You do the same thing, but you can only do it with a certain section of beer they have. Standing there, whatever's just in that section is what you can pick from. The place in St. Louis, any beer in the store,
yeah,
I can pick from because it gives you the price of the can or the six-pack or however it comes. And you just break it off the six-pack and buy it.
Steve's last six-pack was $30.
It was.
Really?
Seriously, it was $30. Shit. Yeah, it was fucking expensive. And I dropped it coming into the house, and one of the bottles busted on the fucking sidewalk. It was the one...
The one I recommended?
Yeah.
I forgot what that was.
It was the one, whatever, when people, alcoholics come down.
Oh, it was the Delirium.
Yes, Delirium, yeah. It was that. And it busted, so I didn't get to try it. So,
I probably wouldn't have been able to handle it anyway.
Oh, get out of here.
That's hard. There's no fruit in it, so.
Oh, come on. Like, that's the only thing I drink.
Well, what are we drinking today?
Yeah. This has got fruit in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, like I said, there wasn't much to pick from. At Randall's. It was hard to do, but there was nothing else I really wanted because I was going over to a buddy's house and we were just going to try a bunch of different stuff. So that's why I just got a bunch of weird shit. So the one I got here was from Shipyard Brewing Company. It's called, it's called Melonhead. I was going to say Watermelon Head, but that's what it's supposed
just
to be.
Just Melonhead.
Melonhead. It's got some crazy looking asshole riding a horse.
Yeah, dude, he looks like.
He looks like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, he does. I'll say he looks. Like halfway between a Ninja Turtle and a Klansman. Amazing. <Doesn't he? laughs>
my God.
Like, I know they're always trying to do, like, silly things and new things.
Yeah.
But that's just confusing.
Yes. I think it's.
Do you agree with me or not?
Yeah, it's a Ninja Turtle Klansman
so it's
with a watermelon for a head.
So it's a racist Ninja Turtle that was fused with a watermelon.
Yes.
Holding a beer.
Let me see that picture. Let me see it.
What a mess.
Quit staring at it. Let me see it.
I'm trying to figure it out.
It's the eyes. It's the eyes that makes him look like the Klansman. Because they're fucking evil looking. Wow.
Well, it's pretty good. It's more of a summertime beer.
Just so you guys know out there that Shipyard Brewing has no affiliate with us whatsoever. As a matter of fact, we're probably going to get...
No affiliate with us or clans.
Or the clan.
Yeah.
But we're probably are going to get an email, a cease and desist letter. Stop. Just stop.
Don't drink our beer.
But if you are a teenage mutant ninja turtle that is in the Ku Klux Klan, then we have got the beer for you.
Wow. That was a good commercial, Brendan. God damn. I hope nobody at the shipyard fucking brink up here.
Is that how they sell it?
Yeah.
By the way,
it's a niche market.
We don't condone or condemn watermelon Ninja Turtle racist. But we will sell it on our bottles. That's not bad. It's not a bad beer.
No, it's not bad. It's a summertime beer. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah, I didn't have much to choose from. It's kind of hard picking. But, if I was a craft beer seller, I would have been, I probably would have got a bunch of stouts and shit, but they didn't have any fucking stouts really sitting up there. Nothing I really wanted to, I think it's all this leftover bullshit, breakage, like six packs that break
it's
in like the back.
It's all crap people didn't buy over the summer.
So they just stick it up
and
there.
And then July.
Oh, make a six pack out of it.
And then July will be all stouts.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it'll be.
Yeah, whatever.
But fuck it.
I drank all those beers you gave me.
Yeah.
All the Four Hands ones.
What you think?
That that gingerbread one was good.
Mm-hmm.
The tiki one was all right. And then the other, what was the third
Blackberry
one?
Chocolate milk stout.
Yeah, that one, that was good.
It was good. Better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I love blackberry.
Right.
But I was like, blackberry chocolate milk stout?
Yeah.
But it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. But... The tiki one, I was disappointed because that was supposed to be a coconut coffee. I was like, that sounds good.
I didn't get that from it.
I thought it tasted like a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was only 5.5%. So that's not good if it tastes like alcohol and it's only 5%. In my opinion.
I didn't even know you can make beers that dark with only 5% alcohol.
They did it. They figured it out.
Some new amazing process.
Right. So the other day I was over at a buddy's house. And we were doing this trivia thing. And we had to do a taste test on beer. It was five beers, ship beers. And you had to figure out which ones was which. And it was out of Busch, Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, and Natty Light. So you didn't know what was what.
Right.
He knew what was what. So we're figuring it out, and it was a couple's thing, because every couple had to do a different trivia thing. And me and the old lady were trying it. First one I tried, I was like, this is Busch. For sure it's Busch. Sweet. It's sweeter than regular beers. I knew it, because my dad drinks it, so I drank it. It's like, this is Busch for sure. Picked up next one, drank it.
It's Busch too.
Drank it, then I drank the other ones. Because I knew automatically Busch. So I drank the other ones to get the taste. Then I went back through them. Natty Light. This is Natty Light. So how do you know for sure? Because it tastes like fucking carbonated water.
Right.
No flavor. And I would have said the same thing about Bud Light. But there's, compared to Natty Light, I'm going to be honest, there's an actual taste.
Yeah, there is.
So I got, out of the five, we only missed two. I got the Bud Light and the Miller Light flip-flop.
Because
I don't drink either one of them. But we nailed the Busch. Nailed the Busch, nailed the Natty Light, and what was the other one I said?
Miller Cool.
Coors and Coors. I drank Coors for years.
Really?
Yeah. So I can pinpoint. I can usually pinpoint that taste.
Coors is coming back with the younger crowd. Yeah. I don't know why.
Coors Light's easy to pick up on because it's like someone dropped a rusty nail inside the beer bottle when you're drinking it.
What? Is that a good thing?
No. So the funny thing is about that, the rusty nail taste, I've always heard that. Ugh, it tastes like metal. You drink Coors, it tastes like metal. And you know they're in Colorado.
Right.
Denver. I've always known it kind of had a little metallic-y taste. I think the name of the place was Rocket Fizz. It was like an old-time candy store. They had one in Fairview for a little bit. It was over there by Firehouse Subs in that little plaza. Okay. You go in there, they got old like saltwater taffy and shit like that. We had this wall of root beer, single bottles. And I fucking love root beer. So I made a 4-pack to take. Mm-hmm. 4 root beers I've never even heard of. Try. Take home and try. So I went by labels, of course. Just looking at pictures. The coolest one had this fucking ram on it. I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm saving that one for last. It's the coolest one. It's probably going to be the best tasting one. It was not the best tasting one. It was the worst tasting one. I took a drink. I'm like, this tastes like fucking metal. Ugh. Took another drink. Ugh. It reminded me of Coors Light. Like that metallic taste. And I turned the label around. I'm looking, reading it. Brewed in Denver, Colorado. That's fucked up. Water the water there must be fucked up. And that's where that taste comes from. Because I thought that was a...
And here's my thing is, if you're living like the highest part of the country, shouldn't the water be the freshest? I'm just saying.
Yeah, because technically we're like in swamps then compared to what they're...
Yeah, exactly. You know? Our water should taste disgusting.
It should taste like mud.
Yeah.
Oh, it was... It was crazy when I looked at that and said, oh, it's fucking Denver. Their water tastes like metal. And I'm going to put it to the test when I go there and ride through there in August.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink nothing but tap water.
Yeah, the shit.
You're man. All
fucked up.
That makes sense because Mike and all those guys went out to Denver, Colorado in October for the Great American Beer Festival, mm-hmm. where all the microbreweries around the world come. And it's a... they get rated and awards on who's the best is and this and that. And it's, you can go to it and you go around sample and stuff.
Right.
Well, they claimed all week because they stayed there for a week and mm-hmm. it's like a 3-day thing, but they stayed for a week and they just hit up a bunch of breweries that they were like on a sour mission drinking sours. Mm-hmm. And Mike said, he goes, dude, our bodies aren't meant to drink that much sour because they were all fucked up and shit and like they fucked their stomachs up. But now I'm wondering if it wasn't because of the water there. And our systems aren't used to that high metallic aluminum, whatever they got in there.
Lead.
It wasn't the sours, maybe. Maybe it was just the lead in the water.
It's probably a little bit both.
But I will tell you this. During that, when I was over at my boys and we were doing that trivia thing, our one buddy had these, shit, I do need my phone. you know what? Let's play a song so I can go get my phone. I need the name of the shit. I have it saved on my phone.
All right.
So let's play a song, and I'll come back to this after
the
song.
All right. The first band we're going to play is called Disembowel, and the name of the song is Lord of Shadows. We'll be right back.
That was Lord of Shadows. That's by the band Disembowel. They are from Chile. They are on Iron Bonehead Productions, and they can be found at ironboneheadproductions.bandcamp.com.
Hell yeah. So, we did this thing called, I think it's either called, it could be called M-Berry or Miracle Berry. And it's like a little pill. Throw in your mouth, and you let it dissolve, and then you start seeing dragons and shit. No. No. It's some kind of berry, and you like let it dissolve in your tongue, but it's a little, it's just like a little pill. And it dissolves. It takes a little bit to dissolve. Kind of reminds you of a pomegranate taste, kind of. It doesn't taste bad. Mm-hmm. But then you kind of just keep rolling around in your mouth till it dissolves, and it changes your taste buds. Anything sour will taste sweet for about a half hour. So we had all this shit on the table. Salt and vinegar chips, straight vinegar, grapefruits, strawberries. We had the sour Skittles and the Warhead gummies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were all kind of eating them beforehand to get that, you know, get the sour taste. And after that shit dissolved, wait a minute, and ate a salt and vinegar chip. It tasted like there was sugar all over it.
Really?
And I like salt and vinegar chips. Yeah, so I was like, oh, God, it's fucking disgusting. It was like eating a sugar chip. Eating fucking the sour Skittles just tasted like sweet, normal Skittles. No sourness whatsoever. Vinegar. I drank vinegar straight. Sweet. It's crazy. That's but weird. When you drink, like we had our, we had a,
sweet. So if you ate something sweet, would it taste more sweet?
Yes. Like we sucked on a lemon. And it tastes like lemonade. All
right.
Like cut a lemon up and we were sucking on it. It wasn't sour at all. It tastes like you were drinking lemonade.
What if you ate like a piece of chocolate?
Oh, it'd just be so sweet. You'd be like, oh my God. Really? So I did it because we had champagne and we tried it and it was just like, whoa. It was like Kool-Aid. It was so sugary. I was like, what the fuck? Grapefruit, you know, there was no bitterness.
Right.
Sucking on it. What else did we try?
So oh, what's the point of these?
I have no idea.
Why
I think he just saw it on like thing? YouTube or something. He saw it on YouTube or Facebook, right. So he ordered them just to try it. I don't know what the real purpose of them are.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you look it up, Miracle Berry. So I don't know. It was fun though. I mean, this is crazy.
So if you need something to do.
Yeah.
This weekend, next weekend.
If you want to fucking psych people out, fucking take one of those and start drinking vinegar. But I will tell you this, when I drank the vinegar, I was like, the fumes of it still, I was like, it still got me, but like it tasted sweet.
Right.
But the fumes were still fucked up, just right. Like normal.
Did it have an aftertaste of vinegar? Or?
No, no.
No, not at all?
It was weird. Huh. It was different, I don't know. It was, just makes you wonder what else you can change the taste of.
Anything.
Anything.
You know what freaks me out, like Pringles,
yeah,
type shit. How they can make it taste like anything?
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. I don't think.
No, probably not. That was that would have been a good one to do for that trivia. Name that what flavor the Pringle is, because I feel
they
like
they got some weird shit out.
Well, there. They got some weird shit, but I feel like they're on point.
Yeah,
with what it tastes like.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Like most chips, they're like, oh, it's this flavor, and you eat it, and you're like, I kind of get it. But yeah, Pringle says. Good. This is hot dog water flavor.
Right.
It's going to taste like fucking hot dog water. I don't know how they do it, but...
That was like the grapes they make now that are...
cotton candy?
Yeah. They're just really sweet. They're sweet to me. Sweet
I've never had them.
I wouldn't say... If I ate one and you didn't tell me what it was or whatever...
Yeah, you'd just be like...
I'd be like, oh, that's a super sweet grape.
Right.
But I wouldn't say it tastes like cotton fucking candy.
I hate cotton candy.
Cotton candy's awesome.
Jesus, you can't have the same dietary wants as my daughter.
He's just a big kid. What'd you have for dinner, Brent?
A hot dog and cotton candy.
And Hawaiian punch to drink.
Put ketchup on everything.
I don't like how it dissolves.
Really?
Yeah, it's like you're eating, eating insulation.
I like insulation.
Man, I remember my daughter, she was, God, she had to have been six. And we were like, I think we were at the Shiloh picnic.
Uh-huh.
And I want cotton candy. I want cotton candy. I'm like, you don't like it. You've had it before. You don't like right. it. I want it. So I'm like, fuck, I bought it, gave it to her. She's like, I don't like it. I was like, oh, I was so mad. I was like, I fucking told you you didn't like it. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm not going to eat it.
Like, my daughter doesn't even like it.
No, I just, ugh.
But this guy here does. What the fuck? This dude, I think this, he might need that pill of normal food.
Maybe. Do you get, like, kids' meals when you go out?
No.
You go to a restaurant, you're like, they hand you a menu, you're like, I need the kids' menu. Ah, Brendan, what are we going to do with you?
I'm going to buy me some cotton candy.
I don't like fish.
You don't like fish, do you?
No.
Oh, God.
No, he said that. Yeah, he said that like a few episodes ago.
Fish is good. Oh, that's right. We were talking, yeah, probably when we go to Vegas, talking about the...
Yeah, and you're going to get lead poisoning.
Yeah. Whatever poisoning you get from eating too much seafood.
It's worth it.
Well, that's why I couldn't live in Maine. I've been dead years ago. Because I'd eat lobster every day. So cheap, I'd be like, what are you having for lunch? Lobster. What's for dinner?
Crabs.
Crab, lobster. All of a sudden, I'd be like real weak and pale. What's wrong with you? I don't know. I've been eating lobster for 2 months straight.
So do you like, some people eat whitefish, but do you like salmon?
I like salmon.
Because for some people, that's just too fishy.
Really?
I don't like
fishy at all.
No, because my wife, she'll eat whitefish of any sort.
Yeah.
But then when you get into, what would you call that, a redfish? That pink meat, you know?
Yeah.
When you get into that, it gets super fishy, you know?
I like all, there isn't really too much seafood that I don't like.
Right. The only thing is, being here in the Midwest, is I won't get seafood anywhere. Does that make sense?
Like, what do you mean?
There's certain restaurants that have seafood on their menu.
Oh, there's no way in hell.
I would order seafood.
You're very selective.
Yeah, you have to be known. If you're like a steak and seafood type place,
yes,
I'll get seafood from you.
But if you're Joe Smo and you're like, hey, we got lobster today.
Right.
Or we have tilapia, you're like, nah, fuck you.
Which is fine if you live in Maine.
Yes, because it's right there.
Yeah.
Not here.
You're not here. You have to be selective where you're
picking up seafood. Yeah, I agree with that. Have you ever tried any of that shit, Brendan?
Oh, yeah. I've tried everything.
Oh. Like, what were you, a kid?
I had a bite of shrimp like 2 weeks ago.
No go?
It wasn't as bad as I remembered it from before, but...
But what kind of shrimp? How about that?
What do you mean?
What, was it fried? Was it... Or just peel and eat?
Was it cold? It was at a Mexican restaurant.
That didn't even
so count. It was cooked, but didn't have nothing on it.
Yeah, probably.
So, like grilled or sautéed or however they want to call it.
Those aren't shrimp, sorry.
Those are sea monkeys. So you would probably like fried shrimp, then.
Yeah.
But it's fried. You could fry
That's what I'm saying. And if you could fry anything, he'd probably eat it. Not saying that you'd go out and order it, but if there was a bunch of fried shrimp here, you'd probably eat it. But, I could eat on this. But
I mean, I'll try seafood still every once in a while.
Just to see.
Just to see if my taste doesn't change. But
nope, hot dog, please. Yep. I like hot dogs and ketchup.
I'm going to murder crab legs when I go to Vegas.
Well, you better.
And by the time this airs, I'm already going to be done and back.
But
I'm going to murder it. I can't wait.
You're
gonna come I'm more back. Excited to go there about to eat. Can you believe that? I don't gamble. I want to go there and just fucking eat
everything. I'm the same way. Like, if I ever went there, because me and my wife have talked about it, but it just never happened, you know?
Right.
And we're not gamblers at all. I care less about it.
Nah, it doesn't.
But we would go just for, you know, like you said, the food,
the scenery, the lights, yeah. Drinking.
I heard they have lots of good shows there.
The hookers.
Lots of good shows.
Fuck you. I don't know, show. Brendan doesn't know what we're talking about.
I know.
And I'm not getting into it.
Next.
Okay.
Next song.
Okay, next we got Skindrone.
I like that name.
Playing the song Death Sentence.
I want your blood. Then I want your soul. And I want them both. Right fucking I'm back.
Everyone is secretly waiting.
That was the song Death Sentence by Skin Drone out of Boston, Massachusetts. They're on Blunt Face Records, and you can find them at skindrone.bandcamp.com.
Check them out. Get on there. Buy their stuff.
What's a Skin Drone? I want to see that.
It's when you just...
Can I buy one at Walmart?
Yeah. Well, you have to provide your own skin, but yeah, you can buy the drone at Walmart.
Oh, cool.
Just take somebody's torso and you like wrap the skin around the drone itself. I mean, you have to make sure the propellers aren't going to get hung up, you know what I mean?
Do they sell those at Walmart? Last time I was looking for one, I couldn't find them.
What's that,
a regular skin drone? Walmart?
Oh, maybe Best Buy might have those.
Okay, I'll check there next time.
I mean, that's what I pictured. I don't know. Or maybe, or would a robot a cyborg be considered a skin drone?
Is that what psychos do now? Instead of making like lamps and belts out of people?
Yeah, it's drones.
They make drones now.
No, I would think a cyborg would be a skin drone, right?
Is it? I guess.
I would think.
I don't know.
It's a robotic controlled thing with skin over it.
Well, sounds like fun.
It does. What's next, Brendan?
Dark Rift Syndicate playing the song Merchants of Discourse. Merchants of Discourse by Dark Rift Syndicate. They are out of Austin, Texas, and you can find them at facebook.com/Dark Rift Syndicate.
Right on. I like being quiet right afterwards because you guys look at me waiting for me to fucking talk. God forbid you guys pick up the torch and carry on for the next one.
I got nothing to say.
I'm just here to back you up.
Oh, God. I'm not so tired. I'm just tired. I'm
not lead vocalist.
Everything's on my back. You know what I mean? I'm just like... carrying everything on my fucking shoulders, and it gets heavy.
This is your baby. This is your baby.
It gets heavy. I just want to fucking lay down.
Poor Steve.
Crush me. Crush me under the weight of it all. You know what? Just play something else.
Okay, let's play the BC Experiment. And I do not know the name of this song.
What? Oh, that's what the file said. FOADUC. I don't know if that stands for something or I don't know.
Wow,
you stumped Brendan.
Wow, impressive.
This is a song by the BC Experiment, and the name of the song may or may not be Foduck.
Foduck.
Oi, oi! Let's get out of pub for a quick beer, shall we? Say, Steve. Oh mate, I ain't doing no time, though, see? I'm more than kids, alright?
Yeah, not too bad.
Fuck off!
Hey? What?
Fuck off!
If I done something to upset you?
Fuck off! And I, you can't, I say, fuck off! And I, you can't, I say, fuck off! And I, you can't, no off! Fucking like you, I say, fuck off! And I, you can't, I say, fuck off! And I, you can't, I say, fuck off! You cunt, now on. Fucking likes you. You were dead 2 years and nobody knew. Cause no one gives a fuck about you. You're a sliding prick, nowhere to go. Now on. Fucking likes you, so fuck off. And die, you cunt, I say fuck off. And die, you cunt, I say fuck off. And die, you cunt, now on. Fucking likes you, you gave me funeral. Your life's been a fucking save. No.
one gives a fuck about you, so fuck off. Fuck, fuck, fuck you, I said fuck off. And die, you can't, I said fuck off. And die, you can't, I said fuck off. And die, you can't, no off.
And that was a song. That was a song by the BC Experiment. They are out of Southampton, England.
He's fucked.
They can be found at facebook.com/THE, B, C, E.
What the fuck?
It
doesn't matter. The capitals.
It does. It does on Facebook. It does.
Are you serious?
I typed it in the other way. It didn't work.
Bad.
Capital Experiment. Capital B Band. I typed it in with all lower cases and nothing came out.
Are you serious?
I didn't. I guarantee.
Okay, I believe
it. Might just be a Facebook thing, but
fuck,
it didn't
Facebook.
Work the other way.
I'm paying the balls.
But anyway, the BC Experiment. That's who that was.
Okay. Get a Bandcamp page, please.
All right.
Okay. What we got next, Brennan?
Next, we got Annihilator. The name of the song is Embrace the Chaos.
We are who we will be.
was Embrace the Chaos by the band Annihilator. They are out of Corpus Christi, Texas. They are on Extreme Music record label, and they can be found at extrememusic.bandcamp.com, and that would be spelled X-T-R-E-E-M music.bandcamp.com.
All right.
Extreme.
Hit us up at empathicaradio@gmail.com if you got a band and you want to send your stuff over to us so we can play it, or if you want to tell us how we're doing, or if you want to, I mean, send money, beer, whatever. We'll take it. Right, Travis?
Don't send anything. That'll get weird.
Oh, yeah. Don't send anything, especially your phone number. You can find us on Instagram at Empathica Radio. You can find me at Instagram at Empathica Smitty. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. We are also on Google Play Music. Our hosting site is Podbean. They have a app you can download for free as well. Our show is free. It always will be. Shit. I think that's it. I think that's all of our plugs. I mean, we have a Facebook page. Just type us on there if you want to like us there. We do like feedback from people, so hit us up one of those methods. Tell us how we're doing or whatever. If there's a band you want to rehear that you really like, fucking tell us. We'll play it again. Whatever.
And this episode is brought to you by Shipyard Brewing Company.
No, no.
Home of the Ninja Turtle Fansman beer.
No. Oh, man. Shit. This may be our last podcast.
Last band is called Satanic Warmaster. They are on Werewolf Records. This band is out of Finland, and you can find them at satanicwarmaster.bandcamp.com. And the name of this song is March of the Legion Werewolf.